We're talking to David Lee, the Futsal League manager for Capital Football. And David's been in this business a while, so he knows the ins and outs of futsal. And futsal's gone through some growth, some spectacular growth, and its fair share of changes. And the 2010-11 season is fast approaching as we approach the finals of the football, and minds begin to turn to futsal. Good thing too. How are you, David?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, futsal.
Yes.
What's the plan for the forthcoming season? Let's start down at the bottom and work our way to the top.
Okay. Let's start with juniors.
Yep.
Community juniors, and we'll start with South Canberra and North Canberra Futsal.
Yep.
Their registrations are currently open. They have four registration dates coming up. I'll go through those for you
please,
now.
Yeah.
For North Canberra Futsal, their first registration day is Sunday 29 August, 9 to 1 o'clock at the Belconnen Soccer Club in Mackellar. And they've also got the following Saturday, the 4th of September, 9 to 1 at Belconnen Soccer Club. So that's for, as I understand it, under fives, so the minis program, through to under 16, boys and girls.
Wow, that's a big span, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Last year they had about 1,500 kids registered, and they're probably looking to expand to about 1,600-1,700 this season.
Wow.
Yeah.
People like futsal. okay, that's North Canberra.
That's North Canberra Futsal. So they run competitions out of the ANU and the Netball Centre in Lynham. Mm. They've got Friday and Sunday competitions mainly. Friday, at this stage, has been held for the Division 1 competitions mainly. And the Sunday afternoon competitions will be generally the Division 2, but it'll also take any extra Division 1 competitions that they can't hold on Friday night.
Okay, so we've got North Canberra Futsal is underway, located obviously North Canberra.
Yep.
Servicing that population.
Mm-hmm. South Canberra.
South Canberra.
South Canberra Futsal are the other major competition administrator for juniors.
Yep.
And they're running competitions Mondays, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah.
So they've got they mainly focus on the weekdays.
Yep.
They're trying to come up with a schedule that works around everything else.
Mm.
And they haven't confirmed the exact days. It's pretty much guaranteed that they're going to be able to work around football and other futsal commitments. So
right.
Their competitions are the same. They're under fives with the minis program through to under 16s, boys and girls again.
Yep.
And they're also offering, I understand, at Division 1 and 2, again, for competitions that have the sufficient team numbers.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yep.
So last year they had, I think, about 1,000 players, but with their competitions now moving to the Empower Dome, mainly, as one of their main comp centres, they've definitely got the space now to attract the extra teams that last year they were turning away.
Yeah, they maxed out last year, didn't they?
They did, yeah. Yep. So they've moved out of the Woden Stadium, and they're now into the Empower Dome.
Oh, that's a good move.
Yeah, yeah. So they've got potentially 8 courts that they could use on any one night. Pete, I'll just go through those,
the
registration days for South Canberra as well. Their first one is the 21st of August, so this weekend, 9:30 to 1 at Wanniassa Playing Fields. They've also got the following 28th of August, 9:30 to 1 at both Wanniassa and Corwell Playing Fields.
Okay.
And for information as well on their website, South Canberra scf.asn.au,
yeah.
And North Canberra's website is northcanberrafutsal.com.au.
Okay, so the listener can go out there and go on the web and get all the information they need, but registration processes for both North Canberra and South Canberra are underway.
That's correct, yep.
Just to re-emphasise the point that you've made, North Canberra plays a Friday, but mostly weekends.
Yeah, Friday and Sunday night for North Canberra.
And South Canberra plays through the week.
Generally through the week, but just double check their website for the up-to-date schedule.
Great. Well, that covers all the community-based junior futsal, from 5 through to 16 years of age.
Yep.
Girls and boys. That's the first layer of the futsal cake.
That's right.
What's the next layer?
We've got another club, Boomerangs FS.
Yep.
Boomerangs are a local club, but they are competing in the New South Wales Super League.
They had a sensational year last year.
They did, yeah. For the first time in it, it was excellent. So, yeah. Well, they're aiming to win the Super League this year in New South Wales, which would then gain them entry into the
Premier League,
yeah. Which is a huge accomplishment if they pull that off. So,
wow.
Yeah. So they're at the moment recruiting players, and most of the kids that they're going to recruit into the Boomerangs will come from North or South Canberra junior futsal competitions anyway.
Yeah.
So they're, I guess, the next step up for club futsal, for a kid in Canberra who wants to move from community futsal to a more competitive club-based competition. It's a big commitment, though.
Yeah.
Every week, or at least every second week, they're off to Sydney to play different clubs around in Sydney.
Mm.
There's a lot of travel. They have training commitments, so it is a big ask, but they had 70-odd people last year who did that, so...
And I have to say, the results weren't just in the... for the Boomerangs, weren't just in the New South Wales Super League. The transfer of experience and competitive edge certainly came through in the Nationals teams, the ACT Nationals teams, I thought.
Yeah.
It's a hard comp down in Sydney.
Yeah, everyone has said that the New South Wales teams at Nationals are physically faster, stronger, and they play a more physical game. So the Super League was a great preparation for those kids who also doubled up to play ACT.
Okay, so do you need to be a player registered to play futsal in North and South Canberra before you can go to the Boomerangs?
No, but you have to be registered in a Canberra competition to be eligible for ACT selection.
Okay.
So somebody, let's say a 14-year-old boy, may decide to play for Boomerangs, and he may not want to play ACT. So he can just be registered with Boomerangs playing in the New South Wales Super League.
And he doesn't
And that's his choice.
Yeah.
But under the FFA comp regulations for Nationals, to be selected by a state, you have to be playing and registered in a competition within that state. So for a Boomerangs player of that age, he has to be playing in Canberra as well as the Sydney competition.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
So a Boomerangs player would have to be playing in a team in the North or South Canberra competition.
Yeah, or if he's at an eligible age, he could also be playing in a Capital Football senior competition.
Oh, we'll get to that in a minute, though.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, so, righto, so the Boomerangs commitment is on top of the ordinary playing commitment.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, that makes it a bit tougher.
Tougher, yeah, but there's also the option that we'll get to later as well with the Junior Premier League and how Boomerangs may fit into that.
Okay, well, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Righto. Now, we've now gone to the second layer in this cake, which is Boomerang's Futsal Sala, which wages war in New South Wales, as it were.
Yes.
What's the next layer?
The next layer would be senior competitions. Yeah. That's the natural progression from juniors through to seniors. And this year we're bringing in a youth competition as well.
Ah.
So there'll be better transition for kids who are coming through the under-16s and want to play in a senior competition against people of the same age. What we've had in the past few years is kids coming through the 16s and then playing in divisions 4 and 5, men mainly, or the lower grades in the women. And what we've found there is an imbalance in the competitions where you have just weekend warriors in the men's competitions wanting to play for social reasons with their mates and their work colleagues, coming up against kids who have just come out of the junior competitions who are in it for a totally different reason. So what we're trying to do is take away that sort of imbalance and bring in a youth angle where these teams can now progress through. And we're seriously pushing a youth Premier League angle that will underpin the senior Premier League competitions.
Okay. So just to recap,
because
this futsal cake can be a bit of a tricky thing.
Yep.
We've got the juniors, 5 to 16,
yes,
and the community-based futsal,
mm-hmm.
north and south of the lake, North Canberra, South Canberra.
Yep.
Then we've made mention specifically of that layer called the Boomerangs.
Boomerangs, yeah.
Which recruit and campaign in various age groups in the New South Wales Super League.
Correct.
Which adds to our offerings.
Mm-hmm.
Now we come up to another layer, which of course is the senior men's and women's community-based futsal.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, how does that work? Who runs that and how does that work?
The competitions for youth and divisions 1 through to 5, men and women, plus the men's and women's Premier Leagues, are all run centrally through Capital Football, and that's my role mainly.
Right.
So
now we're into the next layer.
That's correct. Yeah.
So the next layer has got several parts.
It is. It's a huge layer, I guess.
Yeah.
You have the first step from the junior angles. If we're trying to develop some sort of pyramid, would be, North, South Canberra, Boomerangs, then the youth Premier League competition that we're running.
Yeah.
Which would be open to any teams that can form under a criteria that we've set. And above this, the youth competition, we then have men's competitions North and South Canberra, which is divisions 1 through to 5.
Right.
That's played all around Canberra.
Yep.
We then have South Canberra men's competitions, divisions 1 through to 5.
Yep.
We have mixed competitions, social competitions. It's a huge mixture. And then at the very top of that is the men's and women's Premier Leagues.
Right. Okay, so I hope we're creating a clear picture here.
Let's hope so.
For the near-past listener, because a lot of futsal gets played, and it gets played at a lot of levels. I think this is the message.
Yeah.
And some of these are recreational, community-based reasons.
Yeah.
Others are developmental reasons, and others are hard-edged Premier League style competition.
That's correct. And generally the time frame is all the same.
Yeah.
So
now, could I take you back to the Youth Premier League? Because this is a new one on the horizon.
Yep.
Capital Football runs it, but what else do we need to know about it?
The concept, like I was saying before, it'll sit below the Senior Premier League competition, which is, we revamped it about 2 or 3 seasons ago, and we wanted to take the Premier League to a new level. Yep. The Premier League's always existed in Canberra, but we really wanted to increase the professionalism of the competition.
Yep, the gravitas of the competition.
Yeah.
Yep. Good thing too.
We think that it's been quite successful.
Yep.
Even though, I guess, the player base is more or less the same.
Mm.
I think we've definitely taken it to a different level.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing on an international size pitch. We've worked our way into the AIS, probably the best facility in the country.
Yeah.
So the players are, they're in an environment that's probably unmatched in any other comp in Australia, and it's been well supported. And
it has.
We want to this year bring in a youth angle to that. So we're not sure how that's going to be received, but there has been a fair bit of interest, and hopefully this year we can have at least a small competition.
Where do you think the teams will come from for this Youth Premier League, men's and women's?
I think the youth angle will have a mixture. We'll have some teams coming through the junior clubs, through North and South Canberra, who are no longer eligible for that.
Play their plus of 16.
They would be 16 turning 17.
Yeah.
So we would have that crop of kids, basically, coming through who want to play in a high-level competition, who want a different environment than maybe the Division 4 or 5s that they would normally go to in the men's comps. I think we'll get some of those teams. We'll also get some of the existing senior teams that are playing in our competitions already, who are made up of kids who are 19 or younger, who are currently, well, last season played, for example, in Divisions 4 or 3. Those teams would also be eligible, and we've actually had a couple of those teams already come on board.
Right.
So, I think we'll get a good mix.
Okay. So what's the cut-off age for youth Premier League?
19 as of this year, so it's in line with the national championship age requirements.
Age, right.
Yep.
Okay. So there's the Youth Premier League, men's and women's, and I guess you're waiting here at Capital Football to see who will make application to play.
Yeah, the application and the information's up on the website for anyone who is interested, and the registrations are due by the end of this month. by 31 August.
Right.
So if you are interested, we'd urge you to get in touch with us as soon as possible. So if there's anything you're unsure about, we can sort of help clear up.
Yeah, and that makes sense too, that putting young players into their relative age groups, sort of post 16 to 19, that makes sense because rather than play, as you say, in those lower divisions in the senior men's competition or senior women's competition, move them off and let them play in the Youth Premier League. That's the smart play here.
Yeah.
Playing at age.
That's correct, yeah. I mean, if you look at the age groups for the Division 2 women's competition at the moment, for example, I would say at least 50% of them would be eligible for a youth competition. So,
some of the women's Premier League teams were composed of very young players too.
The women's Premier League last year could almost have been a youth league.
So there we are. That's sensational. Let's hope people pick that up. So we've gone from youth.
Yep.
Now, where are we going to now?
Well, this is the everyday bread and butter of our business here, and that's our generic senior competitions.
Yep.
That for men's are divisions 1 to 5.
Yep.
And for women's are divisions 1 to 3. There's also mixed competitions and social grades as well. Right. Last year, we had virtually 2,000 players registered within these categories alone. So it's our...
That's huge.
Yeah, it's our bread and butter of what we do. Yep.
Yeah. That's bigger than Waden Valley Soccer Club. And it's big.
Yeah. I mean, we've got new centres signed on this year.
I was going to ask about facilities.
Yeah.
Where is this going to be played?
We've got arrangements with Tuggeranong Southern Cross Stadium for Sundays. ANU for Monday and Wednesday nights in the city. And we've got extra courts signed on for this year, which is a saviour. It stops us turning teams around.
Yes.
We also have the University of Canberra signed on for Thursday nights, which is a huge bonus for us.
Yeah.
We have Gold Creek High School out at Gungahlin, serving the north side region.
That's a good facility, though.
It is. It's brilliant. So we're in there for Sundays. And AIS, Thursday, Friday and Wednesday nights too.
Well, okay, the facilities are locked down, so you've got capacity now to absorb all those. So we're going out of the senior men's and women's competition, which is this sort of, sort of the huge part of this competition that Capital Football must manage. And presumably teams, interested parties, make application to you for a team at the various levels.
Yeah, it's a less formal model of application than the Premier Leagues.
Yeah.
There's less requirement for the teams to meet certain things. As long as they're basically all together, paid their money and get in by the end of the registration.
They're off and flying.
Date, they're ready to go. So
great.
The Premier League for youth and senior registrations close with Capital Football on the 31st of August.
Right.
But the generic competitions from Divisions 1 to 5 and the social grades close at the end of September.
Okay.
So there's more time there. And there's also a difference in the start dates of those two competitions. The Premier League start late September, but the general competitions won't kick off until the third week of October.
Okay.
Yep.
So there's a little bit more leeway in those competitions.
Yeah, and the senior competitions from Div 1 to 5 again, that runs through until March next year.
Yeah.
So it's actually a 16-round comp with a break over Christmas.
Yeah.
The Premier League competitions, though, finish before the Christmas break and before the national championships.
Okay.
So that's why we have a 4-week earlier start date for those competitions.
Okay, that makes sense. Last element of this in terms of the domestic competitions is the senior men's and women's Premier League, which we've just been touching on as well.
Yep.
As you've mentioned, that went through a revamp and it provided some really entertaining futsal over at the AIS. Good facility. Players responded, I thought.
Yeah. I think the first year some of the players struggled with the size of the court
and
adapting to the difference of the size.
Yeah.
Generally, with futsal competitions in Canberra, we only run it on a basketball size court.
Yes.
The difference with the Premier League competition is that we are using basically the international standard for an international pitch. and that's about 40 metres in length by 20 metres width. So the difference is almost double what the players were used to playing in Canberra. So the first year was definitely an interesting way to look at how the players adapted. But
well, playing out from the back becomes a bit more possible, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think there was more tactics brought into it as well. Yeah, so it was interesting to see how that all unfolded.
Now we're at the top of this multi-layered cake in terms of our domestic competitions here. A lot of layers to this and a hell of a lot of participants.
Yeah.
So we just pause here and say, okay, that's how we're going to play our futsal this season. However, integral to our participation in futsal is our long and comparatively successful history in producing ACT representative teams for the futsal nationals that are held here in Canberra in the first or second week of January each year. Yep. How is that going to happen this year? Now, I know we've had a couple of changes to this in recent years, but for the near-post listener, how will the representative teams be identified and subsequently selected and trained?
Okay.
What's the plan?
The plan this year is that we'll have trials early September.
Right.
They'll be announced very shortly.
Yep.
Through the Capital Football website and direct mail-outs to the players from last year.
How long will the trials go for?
The trial period will be probably about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it'll start at the end of the outdoor season and prior to the start of the school holiday period.
Right.
So there's a small window of time there that we're planning to run the trials, but that's going to be confirmed on the Capital Football website and through direct contact to each of our players from last year.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to stay away from the holidays.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of families will be away.
The intention is to run open trials for any player who is registered as a futsal participant. At the time of the trials, they may not be registered because of the registration periods with North and South Canberra at the same time. Yeah.
Yep.
But basically, the requirement is that if they're trialing, then that's they have to basically end up registering as a futsal player.
Yeah.
Through this trial period, we'll then announce squads, and those squads will train purely as futsal-only representative squads for a period of time until the coaches are ready to announce the teams. So if the main difference between what we're planning this year compared to the representative and selection process from last year is that the HPP football players, so the outdoor football squads, will not be channeled into the futsal program. There'll be two distinctly different streams for futsal high performance and eventual selection in the nationals.
Yeah.
And outdoor football development high performance over the summer months. There won't be that direct crossover.
Yeah. We may get the same player in both.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but we're not going to push them together.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
So the way that the scheduling will work is that players won't have to choose one or the other. They'll have space, at least within the football calendar, to be able to do both programs if they wish.
Okay.
The trial process is pretty much going back to how it had always been with futsal, where we'll have an open trial. Players selected will then have to be registered and playing in futsal programs, and teams will be selected, I would say, no later than November, where they'll then have 10 weeks prior to the nationals to train purely in lead up to the national championships as a team. So I think the feedback that we got last year was that the intention was good to combine the football and futsal, but the reality was that it just didn't work so well. So,
okay, yeah, well, I thought it was worth a try.
It was worth a trial, and I think that in most age groups it worked, but I think it's a positive step to go back to having futsal as a standalone program, particularly leading up to the nationals. So,
yeah, okay, so we're now at the end point in terms of the various football competitions that can occur. The nationals are held, we play them, we win, we lose. Everyone comes back from holidays and the futsal competition will continue on. If I use the school holiday period as a benchmark, they resume when these kids get back to school.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep. From early February, most competitions will kick off.
Yeah.
Again.
So they'll resume again.
Yep.
So we've got an absolute forest of futsal about to happen here. Well, could I ask you a couple of questions? I think the reality is that many of the futsal teams just don't train because they can't get a facility to train. Would that be a fair comment?
Maybe some don't want to train. I think the informal setup of most futsal teams, I just don't think that teams generally playing in domestic competitions need to train.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's the... Well, the understanding of the coaches is that they can just turn up and play. And
pretty much how it goes.
And pretty much that's how it works. So I think when we start introducing more competitive competitions, teams will start to want to train. And that's happening in seniors with our Premier League competitions.
Would have to happen in the Premier League, David, wouldn't it? I mean, if you do want a genuine Premier League, then how are we going to get a higher standard unless they train and play and train and play, just as you would in any other sport?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, there are a lot of facilities around Canberra that can take ad hoc bookings from small teams. When everybody talks about facility shortages in futsal, they're mainly talking about large competitions, so the sorts of things that Capital Football run on massive scales with 2,000 players.
Yeah.
But the reality is, for your club futsal teams, there's no shortage in venues for futsal.
Although I think the shortage is created by competition for those courts in particular hours. You know, so you've got basketball going, everyone wants to get to it in a particular time envelope.
Yeah.
And of course, you're never likely to have enough facilities under these circumstances, are you?
We've just done a facility study.
What have you found?
In Canberra, and there are probably at least about 20 courts around Canberra that aren't being used as futsal facilities. So there's definitely opportunity there for teams, and we can forward that list to the clubs.
Can we get that up on the website, do you reckon?
Yeah, we can put that out.
Okay.
A lot of them are schools, so we're actually involved in a program with Axport and Mary Porter, the MLA in Canberra. They're trying to develop a program where schools, in exchange for their halls, rather than just charging a nominal fee, exchange with sporting organisations like Capital Football, coaching clinics or PE
barter.
Education.
It's a barter system.
It's a trade-off. Rather
it's a
than
great
barter.
Idea.
Yeah, yeah. And there are schools that are signing on to this, and Capital Football's one of the leading parties in it. So we may not have access to the schools now because of their own insurance problems or...
And they probably won't have goals and stuff like
All that sort of stuff, yeah. But through this program, we're hoping that we can get more schools on board who are going to open up their halls basically for our domestic teams that want to train. Not necessarily competitions, just the old ad hoc once a week or twice a week sessions.
Yeah, well, that's so what you need. You just need a court space.
Yeah.
And that would help an enormous number of teams.
Yeah.
But clearly there's an expectation that Premier League teams will train.
You would hope so. And there are carrots now, especially in the men's and women's competitions, where going a step beyond where we're at now, with FFA and our involvement with AFC now, there is a link between our club futsal competitions and the Asian Futsal Champions League, which is a massive competition. And the goal over the next couple of years is to have the champion club team in Australia representing FFA at the AFC Futsal Championships.
Wow.
So there are massive...
That's quite a prize.
There are prizes and there are stakes on the line at the moment. So
that's great.
There's never been more incentives for teams to start taking club futsal competitions more seriously.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Look, could I ask you another question about futsal? It's always been a bit of a mystery to me why football clubs don't simply add futsal to their offerings. Well, it's the obvious infrastructure. It's there. Is that so off the wall, do you think?
It's a tricky question. I don't think any of the clubs have even tried it. So it's hard for me to say whether it would work or not. I think North Canberra Futsal and South Canberra Futsal have pretty good relationships and an understanding with a lot of the football clubs that that's the natural progression for summer, that they're, let's say Madura have 20 teams that want to play futsal. Mm. That's not enough for them to run their own competition.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. But, sorry. Northern Canberra and South Canberra as organisers organise. Yeah. It's just a mystery to me that the football clubs don't take over the role of recruiting and training the teams that participate in those competitions. Now, it happens informally in some places.
Yeah.
In a lot of it, it doesn't happen at all.
Yeah, I think you're right. It does happen informally. And there are a lot of clubs such as Bell North, Madura, I know, do it.
Yeah, they're pretty strong.
Tuggeranong, Woden.
Yeah.
Some of the bigger clubs definitely do it.
Yeah.
And it may not be a formal thing where the club, well, the teams play under the club's name in South and North Canberra futsal.
Yeah, it's true.
But I still think the core teams in those competitions are sourced from the competition clubs in the area.
Yeah, it makes sense. I just think it makes perfect sense.
There's more opportunity. They could do more, definitely. But I think it's from where we were 5 years ago, football clubs are supporting futsal more than ever.
They certainly are now, yeah. Yeah, it's catching on.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense because the clubs have got a captive audience for football. If they offer futsal, there's so many pluses apart from the development of the players. Mm. It helps keep the players to the club.
That's right, yeah.
So, futsal is about to descend. Have we any idea how many players from 5 through to any age beyond that are playing futsal in the ACT? What do you reckon our ballpark figure is?
The total number would be at around 6,000 players.
Wow.
And that's registered players.
6,000 registered players.
Yeah, we have...
That's incredible.
it's huge, yeah. It's growing. It's about 20% a year up.
Could I just get the near-past listener to loiter on that figure? The next thing, that's 6,000. That no sport comes close, other than football, to touching that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah. Now, I just, again, I want to dwell on this point. It gives people some idea of the scope of football and futsal that Capital Football services. This is big business in the sense that it is big numbers. There's got to be a commercial opportunity there somewhere, mate.
Yeah.
How come we're not building two or three of these indoor facilities? How come we're not building? Oh, not your fault. It's unreal, isn't it?
It has. Like, even back in ACT futsal times when it was separate to Capital Football, there was always a push for a venue, and that's when numbers were probably at half of what they are now.
And this thing is growing.
Yeah.
Everywhere it's growing.
Yeah, I mean, with that 6,000 players, there's a pretty even spread of the numbers too, which...
That's interesting.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to compare it to football.
Yeah.
We have about 3,000 juniors overall.
Mm.
And then with the combined numbers of winter and summer senior competitions, that makes up for the other 3,000.
Wow.
And then we've got active school programs that actually have school-based competitions. So we have a primary school league, a high school league, and a college league. And these players aren't necessarily registered Capital
Football players. We never talked about this before.
Players,
yeah.
But they still are regular participants of futsal within Capital Football's framework. So it's 6,000 plus a school-based competition that...
Which at the present moment is off the radar.
Well, yeah.
In a community awareness sense, unless your kid's there.
Well, there are schools in Canberra that have futsal programs full-time.
Yeah, amazing.
And it's, things that, fly under the radar, I guess.
Yeah,
that people aren't aware of. So.
Yeah, they do. Mm. I just think that's an incredible statistic to come to a close on in this interview. I like statistics, I like information, I like the analysis. 6,000 and that's plus, and the plus is wherever you want to put it.
Mm.
Wow.
And who knows what we'll get this year.
Yeah, absolutely right. Look, that's terrific, David. You guys have got a huge job.
Yes, it's a full-on job, sir.
Yeah, it's a full-on job. Look, that's great. Futsal's about to start. Advice to parents and players, please?
Look, the Capital Football website, I think, is the best place to go to if you aren't sure on what's happening this season.
Yep.
It's got everything up there that you need. So just go on to capitalfootball.com.au and follow the links to the futsal page. And you'll find everything there from junior competitions through to the Men's and Women's Premier League and even the information that we've got coming up on the National Championships in January. So,
fantastic. David, well done, mate. We've done good work here.
Thanks, Pete.
Okay, mate. Bye-bye. Round and round, up and down.